Welcome back to the Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show. I'm now being joined by Appleton Parkersburg football coach Aaron Thomas, getting ready for this week one matchup down at Union. Coach, thanks for taking some time here. Just tell me a little bit about the excitement now of game week and how you're maybe attacking this week a little different than how you did in the preseason practices, because now you're actually getting ready for a game rather than just kind of getting things set for the season.
Yeah, you know, I think you get a little more excitement from the guys and kind of the preseason getting a little bit long where they're anxious to play somebody else for real. And, you know, you go into a lot of unknowns with Union. They have a new offensive coordinator. You know, we exchanged our scrimmages, but still to not know exactly what's going to be seen or what you're going to have. And I think just nerves of your own team. Just going into week one, you always feel like you could use more time, but like I said, I know the guys are eager and ready to go, and so looking forward to kind of the first one.
Yeah, so I'll ask about Union here in a sec, but last week you did have a scrimmage with Iowa Falls Alden. What do you think were the biggest takeaways and maybe some of the guys that kind of set themselves apart in that scrimmage here last weekend?
Yeah, you know what? All in all, I was pleased. I thought we ran the football well, and I thought our guys up front were very physical. We were able to move the ball. We did turn it over a couple times, and we got to clean that up, and if we can fix those things, that'll definitely help. But it was good just to see somebody who's running something different than what you do in practice and to try to have to adjust. And you know, for us, it was some guys that some of our experienced guys, like I said, those offensive linemen were very good up front. Defensively, I thought as a whole, we bent a little bit but didn't break, and we're able to get multiple guys the football. We got to continue to work on running the football, but it was definitely a good, you do a scrimmage. It's great to do a scrimmage where it doesn't count.
Definitely. So Union here this week, you'd mentioned they have a little bit of a different coaching staff this year, but when it comes to their personnel, looks like a pretty experienced team. So what do you know about them as you've kind of put together the game plan here for this week?
Yeah. You know, they got some very athletic kids. They have, you know, it'd be interesting to see. Last year, they switched quarterbacks mid game when we played them. They got a now senior, the Sadler kid, and then Caden Sorensen, who's a really good athlete, and played both of them at quarterback in their scrimmage. So not 100% certain which route they'll go. They both can do different things. Sorensen's probably a little more of a runner for them. And then, you know, Briar Mask, is a very, very talented running back and middle linebacker who returns. You know, Justice Luke's a receiver they like to get it to. And they lost a really good tight end in the Rozier kid from last year. But they got two kids that split time during their scrimmage that both look like quality tight ends. And, you know, in looking at their line, just comparing it to last year, they returned some of those guys. So they got a lot of guys back in a little bit different system, possibly, or at least a new play color. Some of their formational stuff looked similar to what they've run in the past, but there's definitely the new offensive coordinator's put his wrinkle on those things. And like I said, we know we haven't seen everything they're going to run. They're not going to show everything during a scrimmage, but they're going to be a formidable opponent without a doubt. That it'll be a very good test for week one.
When it comes to the offensive game plan here for this week, tell me a little bit about that and what you're going to be looking to establish here.
Yeah. You know, we're just looking to come in and maybe correct some of those things that maybe we weren't as crisp on last Friday. And, you know, for us, I think we got a biggest thing. We got to take care of that football. And obviously we want to be able to run the football, establish that, and then be able to mix in the passing. And I think for Benny to get a varsity game kind of under his belt, you know, he and I just visiting throughout the week, his improvement just on his reads and those different things. So I look for him to really be ready to go, and hopefully we can keep them a little bit on their toes guessing, you know. So it's, you know, I don't think we're going to come out and run it every time. We're not going to come out, throw it every time. So if we can get that good balance, I think it'll be important, but we do got to establish the line of scrimmages. We look for Union to blitz us quite a bit on the defensive side of the ball. So we've got to make sure we have our heads up with our linemen, and, you know, they may catch us a couple times, but if we're able to break one, those can be bigger gains.
And on the flip side, defensively, what is that game plan looking like right now and things that you're going to have to be ready for when it comes to defending Union's offense?
Yeah, it's interesting. They'll go from a Maryland I, which is three guys kind of stacked instead of just your traditional I formation with two, with a tight end there. And then they also will spread you out, go shotgun with one back and have a tight end in that set. They use an H-back well. And what they do, and I think this is probably carry over from Coach Hattacek, they don't run a million plays, but what they run, they can run them out of a lot of different formations. And so for us, just making sure that we're adapting, that we don't get outnumbered, making sure our alignment's right with our guys, making sure they're getting to where they're supposed to be. So we're not putting ourselves at a disadvantage from that. And then, you know, it's going to be essential, like I said up front, that we got to limit the run game right away of them, because I think they want to establish that with definitely one quarterback willing, both quarterbacks willing to run. Sorensen probably a little bit more elusive, but both very capable. We got to make sure we contain those guys, and we can't give up big plays, and that's something we've talked about this week.
All right, and last question for you. As always here for these pregame conversations, you probably just mentioned some of them, but keys, ultimate keys to victory here against Union.
I think the biggest thing, like I said, is winning the turnover battle. We got to make sure that you know, we get more takeaways than we give, and you know, we got to be disciplined in our assignments and make sure we're not penalizing ourselves or doing things that gives Union an extra down or a first down they didn't earn because of something we did. And yeah, and I think, you know, we just got to make sure we really come out and play harder and more physical than they do. And I really believe in week one, you know, don't beat yourself is going to be a big key for us. And our guys need to come out and play with a lot of confidence.
That's AP football coach Aaron Thomas. Thank you so much for the time and best of luck here on Friday against Union.
Hey, appreciate it, J-Mo.
All right, more of the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show is coming up next.